Hi friends, I'm excited to share that I will be in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, April 24th for A Night with Spirit, and I'll also be in Clearwater, Florida on May 25th. Nicole and I will be sharing channeled messages for the group from loved ones, from spirit guides. We'll be offering aura readings, psychic readings, communicating with loved ones on the other side, and more. So all of the details can be found at amysikarski.com, as well as upcoming, if you're listening to this in the future, we'll have upcoming shows listed as well. I look forward to seeing those that can make it, and I would love to connect with you in person in Pottstown, Pennsylvania or Clearwater, Florida. Hi, healer friends. I would love to invite those that are feeling drawn towards a sacred community of healers to join me in the Sacred Healers Circle. This is a membership that I'm offering as a mentoring and healing experience, drawing upon my years as an energetic therapist, channel, and past life hypnotherapist. I will be supporting other healers and students of advanced healing arts. And this is for those that are looking to deepen their connection with spirit, to feel community and support, and to also receive wisdom and amplify their techniques and skill set. If you've been looking for a community of like minds and hearts, I have all the details available at spiritschoolonline.com, and I'm taking applications now as we begin this beautiful journey together. So I look forward to seeing you. If you feel drawn or called or intrigued, take a look on the website. There's a lot more to it that I haven't shared here, and I look forward to seeing your application. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, everyone. This is Amy. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm all smiles and giggles over here because I am in conversation with my friend Karen, Karen Bell. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, you're so welcome. So we've been visiting and we're looking forward to sharing with you a message from Sarai around this solar eclipse. I reached out to Karen. And I was like, hey, have you heard anything, you know, spiritually speaking? Have you had any messages come through? Have you asked about this? Because I had some info and I'm really curious about it. And so you graciously volunteered to channel today. And I want to thank you before we flow into it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, I thought, well, I haven't heard anything, you know, on my end about it, but we have a direct connection. I know someone we can ask.
Yeah, so everyone, if you're new to our work, Karen and I are both channels. And so she will be bringing through Sarai. Do you want to share just a little bit for new listeners, Karen, about your relationship with Sarai and who she is?
Yeah, sure. So Sarai is, you know, I think of her as a star being, or you could think of her as an extra dimensional being from the Andromedan galaxy who speaks for a collective consciousness. So they first identified themselves as a collective consciousness of healers or healer guides, but Sarai is the ambassador for their collective who I channel. And then she speaks to our collective. So that's who she is.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're going to allow Sarai to come through now. And thank you, Karen, so much. We'll see you at the end.
Thanks so much. So we've been very much looking forward to this interaction, and we appreciate your participation with this interaction. And just to begin with on this day, what we would like to talk about is the current energy that is being broadcast into your collective at this time, into this space that is your planet. For what we wish to say about that, first of all, is that there has been a broadcast that is increasing in amplification and increasing in frequency. And we'd say that this began, let's say, in mid-March of this year, although you could trace it back further than that. But we would say that there has been this energy broadcast that is increasing in amplification and frequency and is continuing to do so from this particular moment in time until what you would describe as your eclipse, which is a couple weeks from this particular day, this particular moment in time. And so if you are sensitive, which we know that you are and most listening are, those that are sensitive have felt and can feel and will continue to feel this broadcast of energy that is taking place at this time. Now, what we wish to say about that is that this broadcast is partly due to the area of space that your planet is passing through, but it is also due to the many different extra-dimensional beings who are offering their support at this time and beaming and broadcasting their energies of love and compassion and the highest frequencies that you can receive at this time. All of this energy is being broadcast to you for the purpose of support at this time. And so we ask you to just take a moment now and feel into that energy and feel into the support that surrounds each and every one of you, both individually, meaning you each have your individual teams of guides and guardians who are supporting you, but Earth itself, Mother Earth, as well as the collective, that is, the human collective consciousness, also has a team of guides and guardians that are supporting them at this time. And so if you feel into your individual self, or if you feel into Mother Earth, or if you feel into the collective, what you will sense is this beam or this broadcast of high frequency energy of support, of love, of compassion, of understanding, an energy of wanting the best for you and helping you to up-level yourselves, to step into the vibration that will allow you to receive the highest outcome, the highest unfoldment, the improvement that you are looking for at this time. For as you are well aware, there has been much chaos, much drama unfolding in your planet in the last few years of your time. And so along with that, there has been a great call for help or a great desire for help. And so this broadcast of energy and these support teams are the answer to what you have been asking for and calling for. And so with all that in mind, how can we serve you on this day? What questions do you have in terms of, do you need clarification on that last offering? Or do you have other questions that we can answer for you?
Yes, well, thank you. As I begin, thank you so much for being here with us today. And I can feel all the energy coming through. Even as you're sharing the message of support, it's been cloudy today and now the sun is coming out. So I can feel team around the support that you mentioned in spirit. And then the light is even changing here. And I think that's so beautiful when we talk about this solar eclipse that will be covering North America. It's going to be on April 8th, and I know I'll be in direct path of it, as many of my friends will be. And we are sensitive, and we've been feeling energy and wondering, well, what does this actually mean? One thing I've been hearing is a choice point and a time to, it's like the energy of that chaos that you were sharing, coming to a still moment. And I wonder if you could talk about that, the actual eclipse time, that place of time, and how that is an opportunity for us.
So we'd be happy to discuss that, but let's first just talk about eclipses in general, and then we will move on to elaborate on this specific eclipse that you will experience. So first of all, if you think of eclipses in general, and that sun being temporarily cloaked, let's say, by the moon, and then the darkness taking over, that is very much a perfect metaphor for your life experience as you incarnate as a human and you have this life experience, because you are that light being. That is who you truly are. That is your true identity. And when you incarnate onto this planet and you begin to think of yourselves not as a light being, but instead you think of yourselves as this human identity with all these thought forms, ideas, perceptions that sometimes cloud or cloak your true nature. What's true is that you forget that you are that light being. And so you are in, you could say that you are in darkness. And so to awaken means to awaken to the light that you are. That is your true identity. So first of all, when we talk about eclipses, think of this eclipse in the same way that you think about your incarnation, meaning you are this light being, you incarnate, and for many of you, most of you, at least for some moments in time, there are these phases of life that you are in where you are completely in darkness, meaning you have completely forgotten who you are. So you are in darkness. Now, that doesn't mean that the light that you are is not still there. It is very much still there. It is very much still radiating, shining as brightly as it ever has before. But you are cloaked. You have been cloaked to that light. And we would say the cloak that takes place as you are incarnating is really the cloak that is the mental construct, the mind, which is full of thought forms, ideas. And most of those thought forms, ideas, and beliefs are constructs that have been projected onto you, programmed into you, meaning you didn't come up with them. It is very much, as we've said before, like software on a computer in which you've been programmed to think and perceive in certain ways. And so when an awakening takes place, what that means is that you first awaken to your true identity. And then as you awaken to what that is and what that feels like, the energy of who you truly are as a light being, as you awaken to that, you also at some point in time begin to see and sense and realize all of the falsehood that is in the human mental construct, meaning you see and you witness that many of these thought forms that you've been carrying around are not yours. And then you have a choice point. You mentioned a choice point. In that space, you can choose to continue to reactivate those thought forms and see those thought forms reflected in your physical reality, or you can make a new choice. You can choose to tune in to that sun that you are, that light being that you are. You can choose to see and sense and feel beyond the darkness into who you truly are. And then the choice that is offered to you is, do you want to align with that identity? Do you want to connect with that? Do you want to choose new thought forms, perspectives, and beliefs that are more reflective of that identity, which is truth itself? If you go up and up and up and up on this vibrational scale of frequencies, eventually you reach that level of truth. And so the eclipse is a beautiful metaphor for your human life experience, although of course it takes place in a very short period of time compared to your incarnation. It may take you years and years and years to come to that place of awakening from the darkness. But we would say, first of all, when we talk about the eclipse, that it's a metaphor of sorts that represents the human experience.
Yes, I love this. Thank you so much for sharing. I can really understand this metaphor, and I feel so much around the truth of it. And what I love is how this is something that will affect many, whether they are tuning into this particular piece of information you're sharing or not, because it gives us a moment to pause again and go within and experience something that is really special, not very common. And how would this affect those? How do you feel this will affect those in the collective that haven't heard your message or don't really understand it from a spiritual significance?
So what we would say about that is that there has been and there is this broadcast of energy taking place based on those non-physical beings or those extra dimensional beings or, you know, various beings in other dimensions that are sending their energy of love and support at you. And then you have this other aspect of being in this area of space that is of a higher vibration. How that affects individuals, whether they have heard this message or not, is that the time is ripe for awakening. The time is ripe for awakening. What that means is that there are these higher vibrational frequencies being beamed in broadcast and infiltrating your physical reality. And so what the effect that that has is that it makes it hard to stay asleep. It makes it hard to stay in the darkness because the vibrational frequency of this light that you are is much higher. And so as those energies are beamed and brobroadcast to you, through the star seeds and through all of those working for the light on this planet, then as that unfolds, it makes it harder for all of those to stay asleep to who they are. Now, not all will wake up. You mentioned a choice point, and we would agree with that. Whether a soul realizes it on a conscious level or not, what's true is that there is a sort of choice point at this time on some level of their being, of everyone's being. There's an awareness of a choice being made. Do I want to stay in this realm of darkness, which is also a timeline that people will experience? Or do I want to shift into the light and experience that timeline? So we would say that you could think of the choice point as a choice between light and darkness. And along with that, there is the impact of that is that those that choose the darkness will continue on the timeline that is currently unfolding. Those who choose the light will shift into a higher frequency and experience a very different timeline. Now, what we wish to add on to that is that, and this is for the benefit of your mental construct, we'd like to say that both timelines are equally valid. Now, a lot of you tend to think that this timeline is higher, so this is better, quote unquote, a better timeline. This timeline is lower, so this is worse. We would, on some level, disagree with that. We would say they're just different vibrational frequencies, and so they'll offer different experiences. And so from a soul level, you'll still receive a benefit no matter which one you choose. But we would say that those who identify as star seeds or light workers are here as frequency holders to not only choose that frequency and begin to broadcast and emanate it out, but also as sort of a lighthouse to help others who are already, let's say, making that choice on some level to make it easier for them to shift into that frequency. So, first of all, are you understanding the difference between those two timelines? But we are saying, in terms of your mental construct, understanding to perceive those as equally valid. It isn't better or worse. It's just different.
Yes. And I feel like as souls that come into the human reality, we're here to experience. And so even if one might say, well, this other timeline feels heavier or denser, or there's more energy there, just more opportunity for experience.
Yes. Yes. And along with that, we just like to add on to that, that from your higher self perspective, your soul perspective, that's a timeless perspective or a timeless realm, let's put it that way. And so in that realm where there is no time, the way that it works, this is hard for your mental construct to conceive of. But you could technically experience, if you wanted to, both timelines from a soul level. You could experience this choice and this choice and have both of those within your reference library, let's say, as points of experience from your soul. And so, as we said before, there's benefits. Every time you have an experience, no matter whether your mind judges it as higher or lower, there's always a benefit to your soul. And so part of your purpose is to experience all vibrational frequencies. And this is sort of where this pendulum teaching came in that we were speaking of before Karen pressed record. We were describing that to some degree, your life experience is like a pendulum in the sense that you will experience both swings of the pendulum. You will experience the lower frequencies. You will experience the higher frequencies. You will experience chaos. You will experience bliss. And everything in between, who you are is this center point, this energy that exists in the center, completely unchanging, the witness, the observer. And so you'll experience both, no matter what happens in this incarnation, you'll experience a bit of both because that's how this particular reality is set up and there's benefit to experiencing both. So we would say our message about the eclipse overall would be don't hold fear about it. And particularly when we share the teaching about a choice point, and especially when other teachers bring through that message about a choice point, yes, that's true. However, no need to be in fear that you will make the wrong decision or you will miss the boat or that you will somehow inadvertently not choose the higher frequency. Right. So be aware of what you're experiencing and feeling in the moment. That's reflective of what vibration you're choosing in this moment. And then you continue to choose it over and over and over again until that becomes your anchor point, vibrationally speaking. And then from moment to moment to moment, you also realize you have the free will and the freedom to choose again. In any moment, you can choose a different frequency and that will shift the timeline that you are currently on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. It just reminds me of the things that might be coming up. We're speaking about chaos and then the energy, the memories, the emotions of whatever people might be working through personally. And so when the period of time for the eclipse is here, which we, you know, you said we've already started and that's happening, it's an opportunity for us to really, I want to say, like, sink into it, go into that awareness and move through it, heal through it, work through it, find clarity, knowing that where we are with it is the most perfect space. We bring our intention to it, because if we ignore it, you know, it's just gonna fester. And so this feels to me like a great time to let it all come through and surface. When you're saying that we can move up higher, like we always have choice points at any given time. So even if we're working through this for however many days or weeks or months, it's not like we're going to have to feel that we might miss the boat, like you mentioned, or that we're stuck in that energy. To me, it's an opportunity to actually go deep with that healing. Does that sound accurate?
We would completely agree with everything that you just said. We would add that this particular energetic broadcast that you're currently in, because that is how we are thinking of it. Again, as we said, the moments leading up to the eclipse itself, and then the, let's say, 2 weeks after that point, it's this broadcast of energy in which there will be an opportunity for a great purging of all that does not serve you, all the lower frequencies that you may have taken on that are not actually yours in the form of thought forms, beliefs, emotions. There's an opportunity for a purging, because anytime there is this presence of a higher frequency energy, then there's also an opportunity for you to align with that. And when you choose that, what happens is that all that is not of that resonance begins to purge and drop away. So what individuals may find in this time period is that there seems to be a period of greater chaos unfolding. It may feel like chaos within, it may be reflected externally, but know that one way of looking at that is that this is a purging, this is a release, and I have to feel it in my physicality, and I have to let it come up to the surface, and then I feel the release of it once I have acknowledged that it's there. We wish to say you don't ever want to ignore when you feel this urge to purge, let's say, this feeling tone that something is coming up in my energy body, my emotional body. And then you just, you know, put a happy face on it and you look in the other direction. You actually just want to feel it come up and feel what it feels like in your body as it does so. And then in that acceptance, in that full acceptance of what that feels like and that recognition that you're safe in that experience and that it has no meaning in terms of your identity. In other words, you're not broken. There isn't something wrong with you because you're feeling all these things. In that acceptance, full acceptance and surrender of what is actually present, you can release it and then you are free to choose the higher frequency in that space, but only when you allow that release to happen through your physicality, because that's what many starseeds and what many light workers are here to do, is to be the vehicles for that release, right? And that happens through the physicality.
Yes, yes. And so for somebody who might be new to working with energy, are there any tips or a particular modality that you'd recommend to help them honor that experience and move through, release the energy?
So one thing you want to notice is what you tend to do. What are your tendencies when the energy is coming up and you feel the discomfort? So what is my tendency or what is my habitual way of dealing with that? Because for many of you, and if not most of you, your go-to is some sort of distraction. So there is the phone and there is the food and there is the many other things because it feels uncomfortable. And so I must distract myself from this. Now, when you distract yourself from those sensations, they don't release. They just go back down again into the system. And so you have to notice when you are distracting yourself, and then you need to take that distraction away. Sorry for bad news. You have to take that distraction away, and you just have to sit in the discomfort. And as you become comfortable with the discomfort, what happens is you realize that this is just an energy moving through you. It has no inherent meaning to it. We'd say, we just said this, but we'll just say it again for emphasis, that many of you, the reason you have the distraction is because you have a false belief in your mental construct that when you feel certain sensations in your body, it means there's something wrong with you, or it means you're broken, or any of those low frequency thought forms, none of which are actually true. So when something uncomfortable comes up in your body, just remind yourself that it doesn't mean anything in terms of your identity. You are still whole and complete, that you're just experiencing an energy. And what does that feel like? If you don't attach a label to it, that I'm broken, I need fixing, there's something wrong with me. If you don't attach a false mental construct to what it feels like when these energies are arising in your body, then it's not a problem and you won't need the distraction. We'd say the distraction is there because in your culture and in your society, there's a false belief projected onto you that it's not okay to feel certain things. That if you feel sad, that means you're depressed or you have a mental health problem or you have an anxiety problem. So there are all of these thought forms projected at what is simply an energy moving through the body. And if you just let it move through, then it's not a problem. It just moves through like an ocean wave and it crests and it releases. And then on the other side of that, you are actually at a higher frequency. So you are purging the lower frequency. That's actually what's happening in that experience. The lower frequency is coming up and you're releasing it. And if you just let it move through you, on the other side of that, you just naturally float up to the surface like something buoyant flowing up to the top of the water, right? So you just have to allow that unfoldment to take place.
Thank you. Yes, because I hear the thoughts that some might say, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? It's like, no, this is actually beautiful. You're aware, you're present, flow with it, let it, like you're saying, let it move through. Thank you. I think that will provide some comfort for many. as they are going through this experience, this season, the energy that is here that you're saying, you know, you're sharing is being broadcasted. And I love that you were also sharing about how I feel like there's this amplification of support from the beings that are here to assist us. And just as we close, would you mind recapping about or talking about how the work that we're doing or the experiences we're having individually as Starseeds and Lightworkers are supporting the overall goal mission that we're all here to assist with?
Yes. So keep in mind that from a soul perspective or a higher self perspective, that Starseeds and Lightworkers are volunteers that are coming here or incarnating to help shift energy. And they do that in a variety of ways. One of the ways they do that is through their own individual incarnations. So they purposefully choose family lines where there is something to transmute. So we say that with a smile because next time you catch yourself complaining about your family, remember that, number one, there's purpose in it from your higher self's perspective. If you came here as an energy shifter, then you're going to have to incarnate into an environment where there is some energy that needs shifting. So many of you, when you chose to incarnate, you purposefully chose family lines where you felt like you could be of assistance. And so all of those energies within your family lines will be reflected to you in terms of what you feel in your own individual body. And of course, the circumstances which you are experiencing and have experienced up until this point. And so we would say focus more on the energy that you feel rather than the storyline that your mind wants to tell you about what is going on, let's say in your family or what took place in the past. You know, the mind, the mental construct loves to focus on that and cycle it and cycle it and cycle it. We'd say, rather than focus on that, you could focus on, well, that's all well and good, but what is coming up in my body? What do I sense in my body? What vibration, what emotion am I sensing? And once you can put a name to that emotion, then you just use that as a focal point. So let's say you feel something like guilt or something like regrets or resentment or shame. Then you just ask yourself with curiosity, well, what does that feel like in my physical body? And again, as you allow yourself to feel that and focus on it, it brings light to it. It has permission to be seen and it is released through the physicality. And so that's what Lightworkers and Starseeds are actually here to do, which is why many of them find themselves in families that are in need of healing, because they are healers, which, as you know from previous interactions, our definition of healing is bringing a frequency into alignment. So nothing has gone wrong. If you find yourself in a family or an environment that is in need of assistance, know that it is you that are here as the frequency holder. But in order to hold a higher frequency, you must purge the lower ones. And you do that through your own inner work, through your purging of any frequencies that you feel in your body that are not truly aligned with this higher self, this soul self.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was seeing many visions about this, the pendulum swinging, coming back into center, remembering, you know, how to be stable with our own frequency and to bring that alignment. So I'm really grateful. I'm sure our listeners are also having some processing of your information now, and it's like it's clicking. It's making so much sense as we integrate your wisdom and also the energy you're sharing. I want to acknowledge and thank you for the energy that you're sharing with us today. It feels very comforting through a period of time where some could feel distressed because there's so much, as you mentioned, chaos and uncertainty. So I'm very grateful for you, for Karen and for our teams. Is there any last message or anything you'd like to share with our listeners before we close today?
So we'd say just the one last message is that when you find yourself in these frequencies that feel heavy or dense or traumatic or chaotic, is to again bring to mind that vision of the pendulum swinging perhaps all the way to one side, which would be representative of chaos or distress. But see if you can feel yourself as that middle point, as that point or that center line that is unchanging, that is very much vibrant and alive, but also still. It's just observing, it's just watching, it's holding that higher frequency of the light that is, you know, temporarily cloaked by the darkness or the heavier frequencies that have been taking precedence here. So if you can find that center point, that still point in the midst of the chaos, then all of these events can unfold around you. Now, what's true is that there are more events to come that would be considered chaotic in nature. However, you don't have to worry about that if you master this art of staying in the center. And then you're just the witness. And yes, it's all unfolding, but it's not having an energetic impact on you. And so that those are the words, that's the advice that we'll leave you with on this day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coming back.
Well, so beautiful.
Oh, I feel like it was good.
It was so good. I was also seeing with the closing message about the energy coming back into alignment, I was seeing a tuning fork and how we tune it to the resonance and it shakes away what doesn't need to be there, you know, like lets it come up and out. It's so beautiful. And I love Sarai's message reminding those light workers, star seeds, why we're here. And then I think it's like, well, we're prepared. We're here for this reason because we're adequately like prepared and we can do this. So we don't want to be afraid of our own gifts, even though maybe we've forgotten, you know, maybe we're in that dark moment of the eclipse is what I'm seeing, you know, kind of just shrouding the light. But we can feel it. Yeah.
And feel it. You can always feel the, even it's like on a cloudy day. Today's sunny, but you know, when it's a cloudy day, and you can just sense that the sun's still there, it's still shining, or when you're in a plane and you go up above, it's kind of like, it's interesting because that's, it's really is a perfect analogy for like for being human and just like forgetting your higher self, your soul self, and then you're just kind of clawing through life, trying to like make it with no other guidance, no other higher frequency, no other energy. Like, I honestly don't know how people do it sometimes.
Yes. Well, I never really even like, so the eclipse, the whole topic of the eclipse, I never really thought about it much until a few years back when we had a partial solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. And I think today is actually a lunar eclipse on other part of the world. So I feel like we're in eclipse season,
cool,
which is quite an opportunity for that still point for people to, you know, go with it and recognize. But I loved how Sarai was sharing that there's that broadcast right now. People are starting to feel support, whether they are tuning into this phenomenon or not, you know, like what's going on. So it's really beautiful. And then there was something else that I really appreciated from her message. Oh, and I lost it. It'll come back because there was just so much information I was really absorbing. I'm like, yes.
I wonder if, I don't remember her ever talking about that before, about the, like that we're in this maybe area of space where it's a higher frequency or the broadcast. I don't know. I'm just thinking like there was a few nights ago. It was some night last week when I woke up in the middle of the night. And I could feel, like, now I'm thinking, oh, that's what she's talking about. Because it was like my whole body was like buzzing. And I could feel this vibration. And because, you know, when you wake up in the night, your mind isn't active at all. So it's even more intense. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, because she had said to, had a private session last week, but it was with a really close friend of mine. And Sarai often gives messages that are for both of us. And she had said something about, that we're both kind of in this quantum leap, like this opportunity for like a quantum leap. And so now it's all kind of making sense. So I'm like, well, maybe that's what she's talking about that. Because I felt it so even like so strongly on a physical level, it was like like a buzz.
Yes.
So maybe that's what's like, maybe that's what's up.
I so feel it. I was thinking in my head, I was going to ask a question about sleep. And it was so funny because as I was thinking about that, the physical body sleeping, she started talking about sleeping metaphorically, like the spiritual like, oh, we're asleep, but then the sun and stuff. But when you watch the video back, you'll see me like smile. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Really fun. Awesome. It's really fun. Well, I want to thank you all for being here with us today and tuning in and filling into the best ways that you can move through the energy, be present with the energy, and find your center point. And thank you so much, Karen, for joining today and channeling Sarai.
Thanks so much for having me. I so appreciate just any interaction or any project with you. It's always so fun. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll see all of you on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Hey, this is Amy, and I want to thank you for joining the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I am on here to remind you that I also have another podcast with Layla. It's called In the Flow with Amy and Layla, and we've had some wonderful conversations. So you can find it on the same podcasting application that you're listening to me on right now. And I would love for you to enjoy or say hi, pop over, let me know what you think about our recent episode on In the Flow with Amy and Layla. I'll put the link below.